The rare, enduring beauty of the Taj Mahal easily transports one into an ethereal, timeless world, untainted by sorrow, into a landscape of perfection removed from blemish and decay. It is a memorial dedicated to love and joy and beauty. But at the same time, it reflects and contains all of the sorrows and contentions of a family and an empire. Even in the midst of wonder and enchantment, the disquieting words of John Keats visit the mind. I, in the very temple of delight, veiled melancholy has her sovereign shrine. The words could have been written by Jahanara, the eldest daughter of Mumtaz Mahal and Shah Jahan. Historians credit Jahanara with an abundance of admirable qualities. Some see her as spiritually inspired and portray her as mystically married to her eldest brother, Dara, in the cause of bringing peace and happiness to Hindustan. The ideas and endeavors of Jahanara have, however, become only constructive echoes among the highly chronicled political maneuvers, campaigns, and achievements of the patriarchal Mughal dynasties. It is unlikely that the English dramatist John Dryden, 1631 to 1700, knew anything at all of Jahanara when, in 1675, he wrote his play, Aurangzeb. Dryden's ingeniously contrived drama grants qualities of generosity and poetic sensitivity to Aurangzeb, the intransigent, despotic, throne-usurping son of Shah Jahan. Ironically, both Jahanara and Aurangzeb were still living when the play was produced in 1679. Jahanara has been standing in the wings for a very long time. It is hoped that this work, presented within the framework of authentic history, will adequately portray her. The Taj Mahal is wedded, even as the Grecian urn of Keats, to silence, stillness, and slow time. Both can tease us out of thought as doth eternity. Yet the actors and occurrences carved into the melancholy of the Taj Mahal have been revealed to us. These move forever through the veins and marble of our history.